So we'll now I want to just switch gears a little bit and start talking about the practice of loving kindness, the actual a way of using meditation to help our heart be more loving and more friendly. So, because it's a meditation practice, one thing we want to do is stay out of a lot of discursive thought, big stories about people we're going to cultivate friendliness towards. So the way the practice works is we work with different people and we send them kind wishes and we keep it simple. So the way the practice structured is it's simple is one thing, and secondly we want to start with what's easy and then go towards what's more challenging. Most people think, okay, I'm gonna help myself be more loving. I'm gonna pick the hardest person. If I can feel friendly towards that person, then I can do all beings. So, and that makes sense, right? Except that it can be confusing, complicated, and the mind can get very discursive trying to be friendly towards difficult people. So we'll do an evening on difficult people, because there's some things that you need to kind of pay attention to help the practice. So we're going to do tonight. Last week we did the easiest possible being, and tonight we're going to still be on the easy side of things, and we're going to do two. So the way the practice goes is there's six categories. You do the Now, classically, the easiest being was oneself. But that isn't always true in modern times. In fact, sometimes the self can be the hardest. So in this practice, we don't worry about that. If the self is the hardest, then it is. What we want to do is what's easiest, so that the heart can be used to just kind of abiding in these feelings of warmth. And the more we get used to that, the easier it is to then send friendliness into other categories of people. So classically it goes from easiest to hardest. So self is supposed to be the easiest, and then benefactor is the second category, and teachers, mentors, doctors, therapists, professors, anyone, we just feel a sense of gratitude towards who's helped us in some way. The next category is dear friend, and then neutral people, people we don't feel strongly about one way or the other, and then difficult people, and then all beings. And that's, in a way, the hardest, to open your heart to all beings. So tonight, we're going to focus on the benefactor and dear friend. And so you might right now just bring to mind somebody who's helped you in some way, someone you feel grateful towards. Now, this can be very powerful to kind of abide in the energy of somebody who you respect or admire, has been a mentor or an elder in your life. And in fact, in the Tibetan tradition, in the Theravada tradition, I'm a teacher, I'm not a guru. I'm what we consider in the Theravada tradition, the Dharma teachers, kind of just like a spiritual guide. Your practice is really your guru, But in the Tibetan tradition, the guru is a very powerful, the teacher is more than just a teacher, they're a guru. And a guru is somebody that you purposefully try to mingle your mind with their mind so that there can be a transmission of awakened energy. And so there's a ton of responsibility on the guru because they're in a very powerful position. But that principle of your mind mingling with their mind doesn't have to apply to just gurus. It can apply to anybody that we feel that we admire. If we hold them in mind, we can mingle our mind with their mind. So someone you admire who's courageous, you can bring them to mind, and that can help you feel courage. Someone who's compassionate, same thing. So with a benefactor, someone we feel grateful towards and often we admire, there's something very nice about wishing them well. Because we kind of get to hang out. We get to let our minds mingle with their minds, so to speak. So this can be a lovely way to do this metta practice. So the qualities in somebody that you admire them because you recognize them. If you recognize them, then they're in you. They're just not maybe as developed. And I remember when the spiritual teacher Byron Katie was in Boulder 6 or 7 years ago, and you know, I approached her afterwards and told her how grateful I was, and she has such a, if you've ever never seen her, she has this very strong, very awake presence, and I just said to her, I just so appreciate the power of your presence. And she just smiled at, you know, up there on the stage, and she just smiled at me and said, that's you up there. That's what she meant. Any of us who recognize that in anyone, recognize it because we are it. Right? So we recognize what's in our mentor because we have that seed or bud inside of us. So it's nice to do metta for a benefactor. So we'll then switch, and then these are categories of beings. So we'll just be with one person, and that person stands in for any benefactor. You don't want to try to do 8 of them because it gets complicated. Just do one, and they can stand in for all the other mentors, teachers, etc. you're grateful to. So the quality of dear friend is also nice, also on the easy side, of course. And we all know how much friendship means, right? It's so important to have community, to have a community, a tribe of friends. We all know how important it is. Here's a really interesting, tiny little nugget of a study that shows just how fundamental it is to have friendship. This is in the New York Times a few years back. Last year, researchers studied 34 students at the University of Virginia, taking them to the base of a steep hill and fitting them with a weighted backpack. They were then asked to estimate the steepness of the hill. Some participants stood next to friends during the exercise, while others were alone. The students who stood with friends gave lower estimates of the steepness of the hill. And the longer the friends had known each other, the less steep the hill appeared. Now that's nice and poetic, you know. It's almost like you could see on a Hallmark card with a friend next to you, no hill is too steep, right? But it's not a cliche. This is actually when we feel we got a friend, we see the world, our eyes see the world physically differently. the hill literally looks less steep to us. Isn't that amazing? You know. So we're social animals. We're wired this way. And we all, you know, we can be an introvert. We can be an extrovert, you know. But we still need people in some way. And the last thing just to say about friendship, and then we'll just do the practice, is the friends that are really your best friends are those that are really simpatico, of course, with what really matters to you. And the Buddha was very clear that, in his language, he called it associating with the wise. He said, he didn't say this, but I think this is why he said it, because we're such social animals, it's really important to pay attention to who you're hanging out with. Are your friends really, like, resonating with what really matters to you and supporting that, or not? So the Buddha said, associate with the wise and avoid fools. Meaning just the people that are not simpatico with what really matters to you. Because we're so social, you know. It becomes that much more real, right, when a friend can get us, understand us, see us, right? Okay. Remember, friendship is the whole of the holy life. So, let's go to some practice. So we'll go 20, 25 minutes. Let me just say a little bit before we actually start. There's two things we're going to focus on. A person and our kind wishes for them. And I'm going to suggest some phrases. And then we keep, just as if we were meditating on the breath, we're going to come back when we're distracted to the phrases, the meaning of the phrases, and our image or felt sense of the person. So those are the two things we focus on. Now, the third thing could be that a feeling of friendliness arises or warmth towards this person, then we can actually take that as a third object. We can include that as something to be aware of. How does the body feel when I feel warm and friendly? You can probably guess. So, but the first two we can do. The third we can't. You cannot force warm, friendly feelings. That is oxymoronic. That's like civil war, right? How is any war civil? Well, how can you force friendly feelings? You can't. So what we do is we take a very kind of calm stance towards the practice. It's very easy for people to have a subtle kind of like straining or striving. Oh, I'm supposed to feel warm and friendly. Okay, here I go. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. It's not really working. This is frustrating. I'm just going to be with the breath. I promise you, that happens a lot. So we're going to start by just being with the breath so that you kind of get that, like, oh, right. I have a kind of free and easy relationship with the breath. I mean, I might get distracted, but I'm not going to, like, think something's supposed to happen. I'm just going to notice the breath. It's the same with metta. We need to hold them as lightly as we hold the breath. So let's do a little bit of practice with the breath, and then we'll switch to the metta practice. And notice if you anticipate the practice, just let go for now. The more you can be present with your breath now, the more you'll be able to be present with the phrases later. remembering that a collected or concentrated mind is both alert and relaxed. So really relax into noticing this breath right now. In a relaxed way, notice exactly how it is. Not changing the breath in any way, just noticing it just as it is. And so now, let's move into the metta practice, the loving kindness practice. Bringing to mind a benefactor. Someone you admire or are grateful towards who's somehow helped you. Feel their good heart and consider one thing you appreciate about them. This simple thought, this simple appreciation is something helpful to remember here and there. Otherwise, there's just stories, and we want to stay more or less out of story. We just want to be with simple sense of the person and the phrases I'm going to provide. Let your heart feel their heart. And tune into an image of the person if you're visual, or just a felt sense. Let them be here with you, right where you want them. And just wish them well. Here are the phrases I suggest. May you be healthy. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. May you abide in a loving heart. We just want to keep repeating these phrases. May you be healthy. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. May you abide in a loving heart. May you be healthy. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. May you abide in a loving heart. Just sending them these simple, kind wishes. Let them come from your heart. If you get distracted from these simple wishes, just gently bring yourself back and begin again. Saying the phrases often enough so you have something to focus on, but not so often that it feels mechanical. Remember, as light and relax with the phrases, as you were with the breath, not trying to juice something out of it, just let it unfold on its own, be patient and relaxed as you hold the person in mind and repeat the phrases. May you be healthy. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. May you abide in a loving heart. And now, letting go of this person. And let's see what happens when we do the same thing for a good friend, dear friend. Try not to be too logical or rational about it. It might be your best friend is somewhat of a complicated relationship. Just keep it very simple. A friend for whom it's pretty easy to feel warm towards without too much complication. A friend that just, for whatever reason, tugs your heartstrings as you bring them to mind. Tune in to this person's good heart. Remember one simple appreciation about them. One thing you appreciate. And now, picture them or have a felt sense of them. And let your heart feel their heart. And then send them simple, kind wishes from your heart. May you be healthy. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. You abide in a loving heart. The simple appreciation every now and then, otherwise just the phrases and the image or felt sense of the person. Focusing on the phrases and holding them lightly at the same time. May you be healthy. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. May you abide in a loving heart. You may wish to alter the phrases slightly. No problem. Just don't get too heady thinking about the perfect phrase. If there's a lot of debate about it, just use the simple ones I provided. remember, you can't force a friendly feeling. But this practice sets the stage or the conditions for it to arise. If it does, welcome it. Be aware of how the body feels in a warm or friendly state. So we'll end pretty soon, so just stay with this practice right till the bell, or let go and just come back to your breath. Just a brief check-in. How'd it go? Was it hard? Was it easy? Was your mind restless? Was it settled? Y'all are quiet. We should all go on silent retreat together.
It's heartwarming.
Heartwarming? Mm-hmm. And did you connect more easily to benefactor or friend, or care to say anything about
the part about realizing that the characteristics that they have maybe are also within me?
Great,
and that was encouraging.
Great, yeah, great, nice. Please,
for me, like I guess I've, in a long period, I have not done like such a long metta practice for like 20 minutes. It's like a long time.
Yeah, we even went. We went about 25.
Oh, 25. So to come to that and to have that single pointedness of thinking about that person.
Yes.
Was a challenge for me because I tend to go into the haze with my mind, or like it becomes very relaxed and very almost like cloudy if I'm not connecting with my body, with the feeling, with the sensations.
I got it. Yeah. So the phrases, could the phrases help you be less cloudy?
I felt like I want to sleep or something.
Oh, yeah. So, interesting. But if you're with sensations in the body, it doesn't happen so much.
No, like, I feel like if I'm, if I'm with sensation, like maybe my heart or somewhere.
Yeah.
It doesn't. I feel like, okay, I'm here.
Yeah.
Present.
Well, that might be a good thing to do then in the metta, is to actually connect with sensation as well as, you know, the phrases in the person, because that could keep you, you know. Another thing you could try is just opening the eyes too, you know, but that can make it a little harder to connect with the person, but... But I think, yeah, bringing in sensation might help with that. Did you have an agenda for your practice? I'm supposed to feel warm and friendly? Or, you know, did my kind of warning maybe help you stay out of that? I guess you didn't have an agenda. Yeah.
Because I do that, you know,
the
be kind or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Sort of
that's
pull the cattle prod.
Yeah.
but I didn't find any of that tonight.
Great.
And I actually found it was really easy.
Great.
Once I called the people to mind, I didn't have to try to wish them well. It just...
Oh, good.
It kind of happened.
That feeling was there.
Yeah, and I noticed, maybe it's just because I'm tired, like after a while I would not drift off, but the repetition of the phrases would sort of lose their, you know, the oomph behind them.
Yes.
And I realized that when that happened, I had sort of stopped focusing on the person.
Yes.
And they just sort of, you know, and then I like would remember the person, and it was like, bam, it would hit me again.
Right. Good.
Which is interesting.
Yeah. So these phrases, the person, you know, the way we're structuring this, very simple, can help friendly feelings arise. The other thing, this isn't just daydreaming, we're meditating. And actually the mind, remember, this is a quality of the awake heart, friendliness. So the more present and concentrated our meditation is, the more easy that too, let's say, is a support for these feelings of friendliness. So that's why we keep it simple. We don't want to just be like thinking, you know, all these things about the person and this and that. We just want to just keep it so simple so that the mind can be more collected, you know, and then you can notice, oh, right, I'm forgetting the person, and then you come back. But just that very simplicity of mind actually really helps the metta arise also. So to take this into life, the simpler the better, and what I usually recommend to people is just find the easiest being you can and just do that person most of the time. And then here and there, branch out. Now, the easiest being, if it's you, then do it for you. Who the subject is doesn't matter so much. What matters is that, you know, the heart can go there. So make it easy. And let's say you decide you really want to do this practice more regularly, and you're going to sit down for, say, 20 or 30 minutes, I would do two-thirds of the time period just for the easy being. Do the whole time for the easy being. You know, if you're really partying with it, great. You know, and then maybe choose one other category, you know, that's easy, benefactor or dear friend. And then just play with it. So... may you all be happy, and may you abide in loving heart.